preparing for the Russian advance. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A humanitarian crisis growing in Ukraine as the UN Refugee Agency says about 2 million people have fled. In the capital, some have stayed behind to fight.
Around Kyiv, there were more scenes of desperation as Ukrainians tried to flee the widespread bombardment. Young and old, crossing the Irpin River to reach the capital. The mayor of the town saying he would never surrender and that he would stay and fight. And other people are coming to fight as well. We now gather that 40,000 foreign fighters have come into Ukraine to join the battle against the Russians. And on that diplomatic front, it's very interesting because both sides seem to be watering down their demands. President Zelensky earlier saying that he would no longer demand and look for NATO membership. And on the Russian side, Dmitry Peskov, the Kremlin spokesman, saying that they were looking for recognition of Crimea, Donbass, Luhansk, and for Zelensky, they said Zelensky could stay in power and they just wanted neutrality.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv. President Biden with another round of sanctions against Russia, banning oil, gas, and energy imports to the U.S. Congress is putting the finishing touches on a spending plan that includes billions in military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine.
There's a Holocaust going on. When you see that people are lined up on buses to just leave a conflict zone and Putin's artillery shells those buses, that is just below humanity.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I think it's an important step. It needs to be passed, and it needs to be passed quickly.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The emergency spending plan is also expected to include billions for COVID relief and testing. A jury has been selected for the trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. Opening statement set to begin tomorrow in federal court in Grand Rapids. The judge has instructed the jury to stay off social media and do not discuss the case with family. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another large school district is stopping its mask mandate.
Chicago Public Schools says it's dropping forced masking policies in schools, making masks optional for students and staff. Starting next week, the district citing decreased COVID cases in schools in the city, though a masking policy shift that the Chicago Teachers Union calls a clear violation of an agreement that ended a teacher walkout that forced school closures in January. The Teachers Union saying that the district's move will have consequences. Though CPS in a statement saying it will support its staff and students as it enters this new phase in the pandemic. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Omicron variant is overwhelming Hong Kong, prompting mass testing, quarantines, panic buying at supermarkets, and a shortage of hospital beds. The city has been recording about 150 deaths per day, giving it the world's highest death rate per 1 million people. That's according to the website Our World in Crisis. Add Estee Lauder to the list of companies halting business in Russia.
The New York-based cosmetics giant issued a statement late Monday saying it has decided to suspend all commercial activity in Russia. It'll close every store it owns and operates in the country and suspend shipments to Russian retailers. The company will instead provide compensation and support to its Russian employees. The company owns more than two dozen brands, including MAC, Bobbi Brown, and Clinique. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
More than 170 million people born in the U.S. were exposed to harmful levels of lead as kids. That's according to a new study, which looks at how widespread lead exposure was between 1940 and 2015. It says half the U.S. adult population in 2015 had been exposed to lead levels considered harmful under federal guidelines. Early childhood lead exposure is known to have impacts on cognitive development, and there is evidence it increases the risk for hypertension and heart disease. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.